Welcome to the prophetic news here on your website, Mindset Media Radio. Father God, we pray and we declare, let the will of God, the manifestation of God this month, find you being blessed because you're listening to the word of God. The word of God promises us and says unto us that faith comes by hearing, and by hearing by the word of God. So simply meaning that if you want to gain faith, trust in God, and manifest the promises of God that He intended in your life, you've got to position yourself in a place where you're listening to the words that encourage, motivate, that contain God's innovation and spiritual abilities of creativity. And here you are on Mindset Media Radio. So I pray for you that this month, this season of God, which falls around August, end of August, as we are moving into September, we find you blessed, because today we are talking about a very important season of God that is called the month of Elul, the sixth month of Elul. You know, they always say that God created man in the sixth day, but the sixth month also represents the month when God does certain things in the dimension of number six, but also being in the dimension of the sixth month. The zodiac sign of this month is called Virgo. And it also represents a son of Jacob, because there are 12 months on the Hebrew calendar, and each month starts with a new moon. But the special time of this month, or the special thing with this month, the sixth month, on the very first day, which is the new moon of this month, God breathed the breath of life into Adam's body. And that's what we're going to talk about. That in the sixth month, which is known as Elul, falling onto us around August, finishing August as we are moving into September, or around the beginning of September. In this season, God literally breathed the breath of life in the month of Elul on God's calendar, as it is called. I'm going to declare that God formed the body of Adam. And you know the scripture says unto us that God created or formed the body of man, and He says unto us that the body of man is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So the temple of God that was formed by the hands of God, the very first human body, it didn't come out of the birth of a woman, but rather it came out of the reality of God posting and depositing and locating that physical body into a physical earth. And this was done, the very first time it was done, on the first day of the month of Elul, on the new moon, which means the beginning of the month. Each Hebrew month begins with a new moon. So the new moon of the sixth month, God literally forms the body of Adam, and He puts it there. And then all of a sudden, as it appears before Him, He breathes the breath of life. Let me just read this in Genesis chapter 2, verse 5 and 7. Let me read here, because this is what happened. As God now, before He forms the body of Adam, this was the status of the world. The world, or the area, or the location, or the region where Adam was formed, it was in a state of a wilderness, a wild place, and things were not growing out of it, because God had not allowed that place to bring forth fruit, to bring forth things, or to bring forth growth of any type of plantation. And the scripture says unto us in Genesis chapter 2, verse 5 to 7, that before any plant of the field was in the earth. Now, when I say earth, I mean Mother Earth. Think about the abilities of a woman. And nothing was growing in the earth, which means Mother Earth, because the word earth also means woman. The word earth also means land, eretz in Hebrew. This word earth means God had not allowed any plant to grow, any plant of the field, any herb of the field to grow in the land. Before any herb was of the field had grown, nothing was growing, for the Lord had not caused it to rain on the earth. God had not caused it to rain in Mother Earth, or to rain upon Mother Earth. Why was He not pouring down His blessing, His moisture, His rain, His presence? That there was no presence to rain
to enable things to grow. God had not allowed that rain of blessings to be poured down on Mother Earth. Why? Because there was no man to till. This word till means there was no man to play the role of a father. There was no man to play, to manage, to administrate, to teach, to take care of, to pray, or to govern. There was no man that would play that role of a fathership figure. Yeah, and this is why God never allowed it to rain. So the land was barren. The land was going without God's presence that governs the land, which is the Mother Earth. Mother Earth was suffering. It was not fulfilling the purpose why God formed it. It was not bringing forth. It was not giving birth. It was not structuring through its womb. Why? Because there was no man to till the ground. Now, Genesis chapter 2 verse 6 says, but a mist. Now, we talk about a mist. Water, moisture, oxygen. A mist went up from the earth and watered the whole entire face of the ground. So before God literally makes man, forms the body of man, he allows water to drop or water to fall upon the earth. Why? So that he can soften the ground and begins to formulate, to form, to mold Adam's body. God became a potter who molds in this area. So he begins to mold, but he allows water to water first. Moisture to appear up. A certain presence that poured down rain or poured down water. And the land became soft to be moldable. As he's molding it, in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 says unto us, and then the Lord formed the body. He molded the body of the dust of the ground. And he breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And the man became a living soul. He became a living being. So God molds the temple of Adam. Or the temple, the body of Adam. Which becomes the temple of God in the earth. It has hands. It had organs. It had a heart. It had kidneys. It had lungs. This body had a brain. It had eyes. It has a nostril. And this body had the ability to be able to walk, to trod in a certain path, which are the legs, enabling it to do that. But it had a mind where God imparts his vision, his ideas, his ability of thinking, innovating, and creative abilities in the mind, so that the body may start to meditate, may start to texture, yeah, may start to draw architect design plans, yeah, have motives, objectives, mission, and goals. And this goes now, this body now begins to fulfill the goals, the mission, the objectives, the architect design that is in the brain of that body, which is the temple of God. And wherever this temple of God went, wherever it was, the environment it was in, it affects that environment. It preaches, it reveals God. So God formed the body of Adam out of the dust, and he breathed the breath of God, was breathed and pushed into the nostril of Adam. Like oxygen comes, you breathe in through the nostril and then we breathe out again. So Adam breathed in the presence of God. So this presence of God had three dimensions, and this is what I'm going to talk about. And then I'm going to pray on this level, because Elul is a beginning of the new month, of the sixth month. That beginning initiates us. It activates us into the presence of God, where we seek God for 40 days, beginning from the new moon, where God formed Adam and he breathed the breath of life in Adam's body. That time marks the fasting and the seeking of God, the prayers, the intercession that we do, beginning from that new moon, and we go all the way 40 days from that time. So these 40 days we see Yeshua HaMashiach fasting for 40 days. Our Messiah, the Christ, who died and resurrected, he also fasted and sought God. He prayed for 40 days. Moses, who brought
this message, will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quarter, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.